So the 18 gzeiros that there regards of that day, numbers 1, 2, and 3, is that if somebody would eat a food that's a rishon l'tumah, or even a food that's a sheni l'tumah, or he would drink mashkin that's tmeim, so those are your three things, they made the body become tamei to pasal truma. So the body is a sheni and it can pasal truma, which is a shlishi. Now the reason that they did this is because many times, these are the things that if a person has a sheni in their mouth, or obviously a rishon in their mouth, rishon l'tumah is the first level of contact with something that's actually tameh, that's a rishon, and then the thing that touches that becomes a sheni and so forth. So the real problem, the concern was that a person would actually be eating truma in his mouth and also have a sheni in his mouth at the same time, or obviously even a rishon in his mouth at the same time, or a drink at the same time in his mouth, and it would be metameh in his mouth at the same time, and therefore, even if it's not at the same time, stam, a person would eat it, they made his body become a sheni to pasal truma, even by touching truma. The fourth gzera was that during that time, the Mefarshim explained, they would go to the mikvah was very dirty, and afterwards they would take drawn water and they'd clean themselves up, and then eventually people would think that the drawn water was what was being metar them, and not the mikvah. So to stop this, anybody that went Rosh HaBerubo with drawn water after they went into the mikvah that day, they would become tummy again. That's number four. Number five is that even somebody that's totally tahor, that gimel lugim of mayim shuvim fall on them, they also become tummy. Exactly the criteria of that the Mefarshim go into. Number six, Sifrei Kodesh pasal truma when they touch it. Why is that? Because what used to happen is that truma, they didn't want it to become tamei, so they'd put it together in an arun next to the Sefer Torah so that it should stay tahar. But then what would happen is because there were food there, so the mice would come in, they'd start eating the truma, and they'd also start eating the svarim. So in order to make sure that this didn't happen, Chazal made sure to distance the food from the Sifrei Torah, and therefore they made anything that the Truma touched to pasal, so they wouldn't keep it near Sifrei Torah, or Sfarim Kedoshim. Number seven, Stam Yadayim that you didn't clean, pasal Truma. And this is because, not because they're really Tum and Tar, just because the hands become dirty, and it makes Truma disgusting, and they didn't want that to happen. Number eight is Stam Yadayim, that you didn't wash, and you touched the liquid, so it's Metama the Mashkin, that the Mashkin now become a Rishon to Pasal Truma. And the reason that we're more Machmer by a liquid and not a solid is because the issue is that the Gzeres is may come from a liquid that touched the Sheretz. And by liquids, we're more Machmer because liquids don't need a Hechsher to become Tame, because they themselves are a Hechsher by themselves. A solid needs to become tummy, needs something liquid that's machsher, that it can become tummy. So therefore, because it's easier for a liquid to become tummy, and there's a gzeir that we're afraid that there's going to be a liquid that touches a sheretz that became tummy, so they aser hands that touched any liquid, that this liquid, if it touches truma, it's going to passel it. Number nine is all liquids that become tummy, even from stam yadayim, can be metama kalim, even though it can't be metama kalim midiraisa. Only a kli can all become tamei midiraisa if it's in contact with an av hatuma, because there's a gzera that it will become in contact from an av hatuma, like the spit of a zava or a zava. Therefore, not just the spit is going to make it tamei, but the regoza that any liquid that becomes tamei is going to be metama kalim. Number 10 is that a bas kusi, a little baby kusi girl, the day that she's born, any discharge that comes out of her is metama kenida. Number 11, that even though something needs the width of a tefach to be considered an ohel, legabe tuma, that if something's tame, and then let's say a person's next to that thing that's tame, and there's an ohel on top, that ohel has to be as wide as of a tefach. But what if something's not as wide as a tefach going from side to side, but just has circumference of a tefach, but it's not that wide, but when you go through the whole circumference, it is, that midiraisa is not mitama mishum ohel. The Chazal made exera that it is tami mishum ohel. Number 12, if a person was cutting grapes, the liquids that would come out of those grapes, those would be going to the ground and get lost, and he didn't care about those. And if it would get on other grapes, normally he doesn't want it there. And one of the tnayim of having something that's hechsher, the kabel tuma, is that you want it to be there. So really, min ha-Torah, it shouldn't be machsher, but they made exera that it is machsher, because there are certain times, like if you have a basket that's lined with pitch, he would want the liquid that's being cut to end up in the basket, I guess, to protect the grapes that are inside it or whatever. Therefore, they asked, even when that doesn't happen, the mashke is a hechsher l'kabel tuma. Number 13, gedulei truma. We went through this, that if something is truma and you plant it, what comes out of it is also truma. The reason that that's a gzera is because what they would do is the kohanim, when truma became tame, they said, you know what, we got a way out of this. We're just going to wait till it's planting season, and then we're going to plant it. Whatever comes out of this is not even truma. So then what would happen is that if they would leave it around, it would become tame. So now what would happen if they leave it around, they may end up eating it. they may end up eating Truma Tameya, and it would be a Takala. So therefore, in order that they didn't have it around, they didn't allow you to plant it. Because if you planted it, nor you shouldn't leave it around, they said that even if you planted it, it's not going to help. Whatever comes out is still going to be Truma, so it doesn't help you. So they wouldn't leave it around. Number 14 is if Erev Shabbos, if it got very dark, you'd have to give something to a non-Jew, but you shouldn't carry it little by little, less than Dalet Amos at a time. Numbers 15 and 16 was the previous Mishnah, which was Ein Poilin Vein Koron La'or Haner, which we've said. Number 17 is the bread, oil, and wine, and also the daughters of non-Jews. All those things and what is not allowed, B'derech Znus, the Rambam would hold, B'derech Znus to be with a non-Jew, all because of Avodus Kachavim. And number 18 is that even a child of a non-Jew, that's a male, that he's metame like a zav, that a Jewish boy shouldn't be nohug etzlo b'mishkav zocher. That's number 18.